All right, so we are joined on the show, a very special guest in the pod, live at Belfast Christmas Market. Welcome, Ben Barnes.
Thank
How are you,
you
doing?
I'm very well. Thanks for having me, Kishla. This is so cosy in here.
I know, I feel really bad. We've kind of squashed you into the pod.
I love it.
But you're more than welcome to stay around all day.
I love this Christmas market, just like looking out at it.
Is this your first time at Belfast Christmas Market?
At the market, yeah.
Yeah, but you are familiar with Belfast, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You've been here before?
Yeah, I made a film here called Killing Bono, a music film about 15 years ago or something, which is where I met actually a lot of the people that are involved with my sort of music business now.
And I read somewhere that Belfast actually is one of the places that kind of inspired you to start releasing your own music as well.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Paul Hammy Hamilton is my drummer and manager and actually played some characters in that Killing Bono movie. He played drummers, obviously, but he played like the homeless characters and all sorts. So he just kept popping up in all these scenes, this like giant ginger bearded man. And I just thought he was brilliant. And I had grown up playing the drums, and so I was just sort of watching him, and we became like really good friends, and we've been really close friends for 15 years. And when I started doing music, he just sort of offered to support and help, and then he started playing in the band, and then he just started managing and organising the tours. And he was like, you guys are coming through Belfast and you're going to come to my house. And
yeah, I love the accent.
I can't really do it. It's one of the very few accents that I really, really struggle with.
We're going to get you to introduce your new song in just a bit, and I'm going to ask you to do it in the Belfast accent.
I'll copy you if you do it.
So obviously, you know, you touched upon acting there. Like, a lot of people know you for Narnia, Dorian Gray, you know, as you said, about the Killing Bono film and stuff as well. How did you find that transition from acting into music?
Well, I've been doing music first. I thought I was going to end up doing music when I was 19. I signed to Simon Fuller, who had created the Spice Girls and Oscar 7, all this. He created the Pop Idol shows and all of that. And I was singing jazz with him, and like presenting a show, interviewing people about music and stuff for a couple of years. But I just realized how precarious this it is as a business. And I also felt I was a very young 19 as well. I felt like a kid, and I didn't have anything really to write about. I didn't feel confident in the singing because I was like in a world that Ray Charles exists and Beyonce exists and Prince exists and Stevie Wonder exists. What am I doing trying to sing for anybody, basically? You know, yeah. I just didn't have that confidence and didn't have that. And then when I was closing in on 40 and the pandemic started, and I was like, I've been writing these songs at home, sitting at the piano and having these dreams for such a long time, and it's now time for me to live out those dreams. And I had this sort of projected regret of being 70, 80 years old and thinking, why didn't you do that? Why didn't you go out and share it? And so I just did, just got up and did it and released a couple of songs and played a couple of shows, and it just sort of escalated to where I could do a big tour this year and release an album. And it's just been thrilling, and the people you meet, it's just amazing. So I always wanted to do it.
I'd say a lot of people can find a lot of inspiration in your story, you know, because there's so many, it's such a tricky industry. It's such a horrible industry at times, the music industry. You know, there's these big highs, there's these low lows, and imposter syndrome is a thing that I think a lot of people deal with, cope with. So I think it's really important that, you know, you're talking about that so openly as well.
Well, not, and the other industry that's really big in is acting, which is like my
biggest
joke, that my backup, well, what would you do if you weren't an actor? My backup career is to like try and be a rock star. But it's just something that I just care about so much. And I feel that as an actor, I was never able to really express myself in any kind of very raw or honest way, even in interviews and things. I found myself kind of holding back and feeling very protective of myself. And then when I started releasing music, obviously it's extremely personal. It's, you know, from a blank page, you're expressing the deepest, rawest parts of yourself in songs. And yeah, maybe it's in rhyme, but it's there, and you know how real it feels. And I think that helped me actually with my acting and being interviewed and all of it. I just don't feel like, I feel like I'm much more open an open hearted and just an open person now. I'm like ready to like engage with the world in a different way in my 40s, which is like a really interesting thing, and it just doesn't matter if it's it doesn't matter if you don't end up being Taylor Swift. That's okay.
Yeah,
it's okay if the people that the music is for it finds, and I found that we've had some amazing experiences so far. We've had some magical nights.
I think a lot of people look at numbers and they're like, oh, if I don't hit, you know, this number, then I'm a failure, and it's just absolutely not the case.
But that's also when you look at acting and stuff and you think, well, it used to be when I was starting out doing movies, they would look at how much money the movies made at the box office, and that's how you charted the rise of a movie star or not, or whether they'd been in these movies or not. But by that metric, anyone who's ever been in, Pirates of the Caribbean or Harry Potter, like, those are the biggest actors in the world. Well, they're not. So it's not all about numbers.
It's not almost about the skill that you have. It's about the money that or the numbers, I suppose.
Yeah, I think the music is the passion you have for it and the thing you're saying, and whether the thing that you're saying, makes someone feel hopeful that morning or.
I know. And I always think, music and songwriting, in a way, it's almost like your diary. You're really opening up and, there's someone that will extremely relate to what you're saying. And, those songs will really just resonate with them. They'll hold them throughout their life. There's songs in my life that, meant a lot to me at a certain point that I just still listen to, and they give me this gorgeous feeling of, back to that moment.
Absolutely.
And I just think
and at Christmas time, you put on the Nat King Cole.
Yeah.
And suddenly you're somewhere else.
Yeah, 100%. And obviously you're here, you're on tour. Tell us about that. Tell us about how that's been going.
Yeah, so I really wanted to write a Christmas song. I love Christmas music. So I wrote this song called Wrapped Up In You. And I thought we'd just build a little series of shows around it. I kind of did the tour earlier in the year, but I didn't go everywhere I wanted to go with it, and I kind of had the itch to get out again and play some more shows, and I thought we could sort of build it around Christmas and play a bunch of Christmas covers and other sort of little.
They're the best shows.
I just thought we could make it, I can put a little snowman on the stage and people can wear Christmas hats and
are you gonna dress up as Santa or anything?
Well, we have a few little things here and there that is kind of fun on the stage, but it's and so it sort of builds up to playing this cool Christmas song that I knew I wanted it to feel nostalgic, and I knew I wanted it to feel about, I don't think like necessarily everything has to have a message in life. Not every film or song has to have like a message or a lesson in it. But it was, I do find that the more songs I write and the more I talk about life with people in chats like this, and I realize that my message I do like to put out is like just sharing how sort of precious it all is and how short life is, and that you have to go out and kind of grab it and do the things that you care about and spend the time with the people that you love. And so I knew I wanted to write a song about that, about sort of holding on to how, it takes forever to Christmas to come around, but then as soon as it's Christmas Day, it's gone and you're back in your work year in January and all of that. And I think myself living in America, my family being in the UK, and then when I come back for Christmas, it's always very special, very precious, and it feels very this sort of short, sacred time. And so I wanted to write a song about that, but I wanted it to slap too. So,
I love that. I wanted it to slap. It certainly does slap.
Thanks.
If there's anyone maybe listening that would love to grab a ticket for your show tonight, is there still tickets available?
Yes, there are. We're playing at Mandela Hall tonight.
Great venue.
8 p.m., I think. And there are some tickets left, so please come down and fill it up and wear an ugly Christmas jumper and
or come to the Christmas market. We've got lots of purple Cue Radio Santa hats if anyone would like to rep a Cue Radio Santa.
Yeah, come and get a hat here and then wear a t-shirt.
Yep, you heard him first. Well, look, we're gonna play your brand new Christmas track, but we're gonna let you do the honors, introduce it, and of course you've got to do it in a Belfast accent for us.
Wait, can I copy you doing it?
Okay, so I'm Ben Barnes, this is my brand new Christmas song Wrapped Up In You on Cue Radio.
I'm Ben Barnes, and this is my new Christmas single, Wrapped Up In You, on Cue Radio.
Here, not bad.
That was really good. 6 out of 10 at best.
Thank you so much. Best of luck tonight.
Thanks, Kishan.